Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty fundamental. How do you make a website that search engines will actually trust? Not just index, but trust. We're going to be looking at the EEAT framework, and we've got some great notes here, kind of like a blueprint from Izzy Gold guiding us.
That's right. And the goal today is really to quickly get our heads around the benefits. What's the return you get for focusing on this EEAT stuff? Like you said, the Izzy Gold notes give us a solid starting point.
Okay, so EEAT, let's break it down like super simple terms, maybe third grade level. It stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. It's kind of like checking if a website is, you know, a helpful and honest expert, right?
Exactly. Let's define those quickly. First E, experience. That means you've actually done what you're writing about, firsthand knowledge.
Okay, like practical boots on the ground stuff.
Yeah, precisely. Then the second E, expertise. This is more about knowing a lot about the topic. Maybe you've got qualifications or just a long history of providing really solid info.
Got it. So experience is, I did it. Expertise is, I know it inside out.
You got it. Then A is authoritativeness. This is where others come in. Do other smart, trusted websites link to you? Do they see you as a source? It's like getting endorsed.
Ah, so external validation. Makes sense. And the T, trustworthiness.
Yeah, and this one's huge. It covers a lot. Do users feel safe? Is your site transparent about who's behind it? Is the information accurate? Is it secure? Like using HTTPS.
Okay, so that's the framework. And I guess underlying all of this is just high quality content. You can't fake this stuff without solid info.
Absolutely not. Detailed research, real value for the reader. That's the foundation for everything else.
So let's talk benefits. You mentioned understanding the return. What is the big payoff for nailing EEAT?
Well, the main one is pretty clear. Higher EEAT generally leads to better visibility. Superior rankings on search results pages, SERPs.
Which means more organic traffic, right? People actually finding you through search.
Exactly. More organic traffic.
Yeah.
Because the search engine essentially trusts you to provide a good answer.
And I imagine that helps long term, too. Like, your site becomes more stable, less likely to get hit by algorithm updates.
That's a key point. It helps you build a site that's seen as a go-to resource. It gives you a competitive edge that, you know, tends to last.
Yeah.
You're building on fundamentals, not tricks.
That sounds crucial. Now, the notes from Izzy Gold, specifically from the founder David Edwards, mention something interesting. He connected EEE to building local authority.
Huh.
How does this big sort of general framework help, say, a small local business?
That's a great connection Izzy Gold makes. Think of it like this. High EEAT builds that base level of trust with the search engine. Your site is deemed reliable overall.
Okay.
So because you're reliable, the search engine gives more weight to your local signals.
Local signals, like
yeah.
Using town names and descriptions.
Yeah, exactly. Using local keywords, maybe in your meta descriptions or
yeah.
titles. But also, and this is important, creating what Izzy Gold calls hyper-local content.
Hyper-local, meaning?
Content that's super specific to the local area. Guides to a specific neighborhood, talking about local events, services available right there, stuff that really connects with people where they live. Because your site already has that EEAT trust, this hyperlocal content is much more likely to rank well for local searches. Trust validates your local relevance.
Right, makes your local claims more believable to the search engine.
Precisely. You're not just some random site mentioning a town name. You're a trusted site talking about that town.
So pulling it all together, focusing on EET isn't really an SEO tactic in the old sense. It sounds more like a core strategy.
It absolutely is. It's about investing in quality, transparency, and genuine user value. The payoff is visibility and stability. It's foundational.
Okay, so here's something to chew on as we wrap up. If search engines are constantly trying to find the most reliable, trustworthy source, think about this. How could making your own content completely transparent, maybe even showing your sources, clearly build more trust in the long run than any kind of hidden ranking technique you might try? Maybe that openness is the ultimate EEAT signal, something to consider.